This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So much, Jennifer.
Glad to see you coming home.
Glad to see Kenny as well.
People around.
All right, let's see. 7 after the hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. In the days since the two reporters were arrested at a Ferguson McDonald's during the protests ignited after the policeman shot the 18-year-old youngster, a lot of people watching news coverage. There have been two defining moments, it seems to me, in this past week or two, when it comes to getting people to go watch the video on television, to turn to television news rather than radio news or what's in print or what's online. One of them, the dramatic video, whether it's staged or not, all the combat gear, all the tear gas, all of the rifles and that sort of thing, the thing that got me to thinking, along with a lot of civil libertarians, about why there is so much munition focus in Ferguson. And I think the other thing, video-wise, is whether you actually see the beheading or not, the lead-up to it, and it doesn't even have to be a video, the still of this black ogre standing in front of the reporter just before he beheaded him. There's something about that that gets people to go back and back and look for something new, even though it was so final. The protesting in Ferguson is not final. But the sorts of things that one of the things that has come up during the days since the focus on Ferguson has been, what can the police actually do? What is legal? And so there's a rundown of what police can and can't do the focus at DougSteffen.com. What's new at DougSteffen.com? I hope you go through these stories every day. I try to touch as many of them as I can. The outrage that takes people away from what the understanding is that the police have of what they can do. And police have argued successfully in court that once a protest is marred by violence, officers can make the decision to use non-lethal force to preserve order. The Constitution gives broad leeway to the government to restrict protester activity, i.e. curfews and that sort of thing. Law enforcement in this town have used pretty intense methods and tactics over the night since violence began. And there are a lot of people who have criticized, where are these armored trucks coming from? Where are the military-style rifles coming from? The sirens, and there has been a lot of outrage at that. Whether these people have come in there and tried to start trouble, the question remains, what is legal and what's not legal? And I'm going to tell you that there are a lot of things that they can do that you never knew they could do.
Right.
And it has brought us closer to the police state that I think we are entering. The attention being called once again to all of these tools and trinkets and toys that the Pentagon buys, and they don't need them. This is part of the scam. They would never need a lot of the stuff that they order and buy, but they have it in their budget and they want to spend the money so they get more next year. So they put away warehouses full of things that they never have no intention of using, and then they give it away as supposed surplus. So that's why there's a SWAT team in Ferguson. What the hell do they need a SWAT team in Ferguson for? Well, they don't, but they have one. And then the state police come in with all their armor. I'm telling you, we are in a police state.
And what do you do about it? How do you change it?
Well, I think you have to let the people know who are supposedly running the country in your name, those people that you elect, and maybe you have to do it with the courts. I don't know.
How do you ask for total transparency? Do we even trust if they said if they didn't have the stuff? Do we even trust that they're telling us the truth?
I think the answer to that, unfortunately, more often than not, is no. I don't think they're telling the truth. And the underscore here is what's going on in Ferguson. These people have been lying through their teeth.
Well, and
it's obvious they've been lying through their teeth.
I always go back to the fact that you can't buy ammunition for your weapons. I mean, you can still get the guns. They don't want you to have them. They're fighting that, but you can still get the guns. It's the ammunition that you can't have because the government's stockpiling ammunition. I mean, it's staggering how much they have put away.
And the hook on this is, under the First Amendment, you're guaranteed the right to peaceably assemble. As soon as these riots or as soon as the protests get violent, that's all out the window. They can shoot to kill. And it is something that would be, if you went to the Supreme Court, they'd verify that. And so the interpretation is as it is. Speaking of interpretation, Supreme Court is dealing with a lot of issues coming from the gay marriage department, same-sex couples who are still waiting to wed in Virginia. The Supreme Court put on hold that appeals court ruling which struck down the state's gay marriage ban. Doesn't that sound like a lot of double negatives and double speak? Listen to let me
strike
do that
down
again.
The ban.
The Supreme Court put on hold an appeal court ruling striking down the ban of gay marriage.
So
what does that mean?
That means you can get married.
Right. But does it?
Well, if
it has put on hold. That is, it has stopped. The appeals court ruling
has put on
struck
hold
down the ban.
A ban. So there was a ban on gay
marriage. So the Supreme Court put it on hold. So therefore, they have delayed the ability for people in Virginia to get married if they're gay.
No, but wasn't there a ban on the gay marriage?
Yeah, but the Supreme Court has put the ban. No. The appeals court ruling struck down the ban on gay marriage, but the ruling is on hold, so that means there is a ban.
Right.
Who's
right?
On third?
No, I mean, that's what it meant. But look at what it took us. It took us a minute to figure it out.
Maybe Dr. Ken can figure it out
for us. All right. Yeah, Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
He's smart.
With his
He's
weekly
got a
update.
Doctor before his name.
Yes, he does. The weekly update on medical, important medical stories is just around the corner here on Good Day.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right. Only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com. And enter promo code 8989 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com. Promo code 8989.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. All right, time now at 16 past the hour. Time for our weekly version of the medical news from Dr. Ken's perspective. We have four eminent doctors that are associated with this program. Ken Kronhaus, who is a cardiologist down in Mount Dora, Florida, has a clinic called Lake Cardiology, treats all kinds of cardiovascular issues, heart disease and strokes and that sort of thing, but has a great understanding of what's going on in the medical community and thus reviewing all of these items of interest that come before us every week. It's very important. So, Ken, in terms of, just give people a little background into how it is that you do the research. You are sort of, your foremost job as a student was as a researcher, and you still kind of use your facility as a research facility, do you not?
Well, I'm a trained medical scientist, and don't hold it against me, I have two Ivy League doctoral degrees. And
ooh, I don't want to touch you.
And I just found taking care of patients a lot more fun than doing anything else, so I've combined taking care of patients with a love of science and research and staying on cutting edge. And they tell me an ability to transform all this complicated information to easy to understand language. That's how we're here.
All right, that's. But one of the things I like to follow with you is is your specialty, and that's cardiology. So a couple of things going on this week. What's good for your heart depends on where you live, apparently, yeah?
What's good for your heart depends on where you live. That can be true based on diet, based on activity. But I'm not sure there's any news about that this week.
Oh, I thought you had something about loving the people that you were around in your neighborhood.
Well, if
it's a good
you
neighborhood,
want to stretch it, okay.
I see it,
the relationship.
I was stretching it, yes.
Out of the Journal of the Epidemiology and Community Health this week, Doug, have you ever felt like your neighbor's antics could drive you to an early grave?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, there's, I can see my neighborhood.
Well, there's actually a link between having good neighbors, not so much where you live, but it matters where you live, what kind of neighbors are, and a healthier heart. Having good neighbors and feeling connected to others in the local community may help to curb an individual's heart attack risk.
Really? But what about good fences?
Well,
remember the old good fences make good neighbors?
Yes. Well, the authors of this paper felt that if you lived in a neighborhood where you liked your neighbors, you might exercise with them, and that's why it reduced your risk. I just think it lowers your mental stress and just makes you feel good all around.
All right. There's an antibiotic that looks like it's bad for your heart here, according to one study.
Absolutely. British Medical Journal this week, people with underlying heart rhythm disorders, Doug, they want to avoid clarithromycin. This is brand name Biaxin. The actual risk, though, for most is small. Patients with underlying heart conditions who are taking medications that affect the heart rhythm may be particularly vulnerable.
All right. Let me ask you about this doctor who's being released from the hospital after having the treatment for 3 weeks. He had Ebola. I got the treatment. He's out in the street now, and one wonders about conjugal relations. Who's going to want to shake his hand, or is his wife going to want to have relationships with him?
Well, it depends if they've determined that he's no longer contagious. People with Ebola are only contagious when they have active disease, and you have to exchange your body fluids with somebody. It's not like the flu where it's just flying around the air, and if you breathe someone else's air, you can get it.
Really? But there are those people who are saying that that's the case. And the way this thing is spreading here and there.
Ebola's been around since 1974. It's not a new virus. It's just that it's spreading now because they just don't have the belief or the wherewithal or the ability to just take appropriate precautions and isolate people like they should.
Well, they've tried to close down that community where it started. Most of the people have died.
A lot don't even believe it's an issue, and they've attacked the people who are trying to help them.
Yeah, right. See, that's the ignorance that comes of not knowing what goes on. The education is so lacking in this area. It's amazing the kind of things that they're doing, and they seem to either not know or not want to know. Here's something that you may want to know. Those of you who have premature thinning in the hair department, if you're frustrated, you're embarrassed, Provia is the answer. Ken's researched, and that's why he has the following message for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are all growing older every day, and many things happen to our body, but losing our hair prematurely does not need to be one of them. Not anymore. Not with Provia natural hair therapy from Chamonix. Gary, one of our listeners from Florida, does not believe his hair thinning and falling out all over the place is part of aging gracefully. He wrote to us, "Your product works miracles. I've seen an incredible change. Now I do not have to worry about hair implants are going for a consultation. Fuller and thicker hair is promised. Of course, Provia works for both men and women. In fact, it's safer colored and treated hair. And now, for all your summer activities, Provia has a great summer sale. Your stronger, fuller, healthier hair is just one phone call away."
All right, and the number to call for Provia is 800-543-5817. As summer comes to an end, you think about how you could look better going into it's not seasonal, it's all the time. You always want to look your best. So call 800-543-5817 and order Provia now. Cleanses your scalp, allows the follicles to grow through. New hair right away. 800-543-5817. That's 800-543-5817.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's gcnminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Mellencamp, John Mellencamp, has been dating Meg Ryan for 3 years, but it's over, Jennifer.
Over.
Done.
Put a fork in him.
Finished.
John is on to a new cougar.
Yep. Well,
Thank you.
Well, she was married to Dennis Quaid, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Remember how cute she was? Everybody thought she was, like, the cutest thing ever. Men loved her, and now she kind of...
When she was in Proof of Life with Russell Crowe, she strayed.
She did.
Had an affair
with
him.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the end of the marriage.
She never left Dennis Quaid.
No. And under the circumstances, if you take a look at her face now, sadly, who's going to be attracted to that?
Maybe that's mean. John Cougar Mellencamp liked her.
Well, they were big smokers. That was the thing that... So I remember reading at the beginning how that was one of the things they just loved to smoke. And so that was put them together.
What do you guys like to do for fun? We like to smoke.
Yeah, right. All right, so
where
that's that story. Next. I'm into all of that. You know me, I read all the gossip magazines. Michael, you think you can
walk
get another
on
button
the beach
here?
And smoke.
Smoking Celebrity Quarterly.
Wow, this is an old Madonna.
Here's Madonna. Is that a critical statement? Wow, this is an old Madonna.
Where'd you find that, Michael? Not even a big hit.
Hi. Madonna is going to sell her old clothing in an auction. Julianne Auction House says that there are a lot of items from Madonna, including her personal effects and professional items, going to be auctioned off first part of November. Pieces from her Material Girl and American Pie music videos are going to be offered during the Icons and Idols Rock and Roll Auction in Beverly Hills. So they're going to do 30 items alone from Evita. The auctioneers say some of the awards that Madonna has won over the years will also be offered up. The MTV Video Music Award, American Music Award. What are they doing with this money? She doesn't need the money.
No.
She's worth about $700 million bucks. So what
maybe she does. Lourdes is going to college.
Oh, is that what it is? Can't do that on $700 million?
No.
I didn't realize that.
Let's try it.
All right. What'd you say, Ken?
It'll be a stretch.
Yeah, it'll be a stretch.
It's tough, a little extra cash.
Tough time. Jennifer Lopez also in the news.
This is my theme song.
Is it?
I'm Jenny from the block.
You are Jenny from the block. I knew that about you. So Jennifer Lopez has decided to write a book. She has
a short story
on Twitter. My first book, hashtag True Love, will be released November 4th. Penguin Publishing is doing True Love. You can buy it for $29.95. It supposedly explores one of her life's most defining periods, the transformative two-year journey of how, as an artist and a mother, she confronted her greatest challenges, her biggest fears, and emerged as a stronger person than she's ever been.
Pretty sure I'm going to stick with James Patterson.
Really? I can't imagine more drivel than that.
I mean, I like her, but it's like...
It's drivel.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. It's just plain drivel. But some people will be intrigued by it and spend the $29. Help yourself to that. We were talking earlier about the coverage of the media... and the things that are going on in Ferguson, Missouri. The poll today at DougStefan.com asks you to tell us what you think of the whole situation. A, it's excessive and biased, as usual. B, a little over the top. C, I think the news media is doing a good job on this story. D, there's nothing new. I'm bored with their coverage. C, E, news media isn't doing enough. That I thought was interesting. The rumor is the poll yesterday had to do with who would be performing at the Super Bowl. Who would you like to see? 37% of you said Katy Perry, over what everybody else. 18% for Coldplay and 12% for Rihanna. It's 28 after on Good Day.
Counterfeiters, watch out. Paper money now has watermarks and an enhanced security thread. But I think it's time to make some little tweaks that'll make us really look twice. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Let's mint some paper money that places Abraham Lincoln and all those other gentlemen on our greenbacks in a larger cultural context. We can put a portrait on the front and the back of each bill. How about Old Abe with Aaron Copland, who composed the Lincoln portrait? Or back Lincoln up with a picture of Marian Anderson, who sang at the Lincoln Memorial, the perfect location to champion civil rights. No picture of President Kennedy is more endearing than the one with his son playing under his desk. Things feel right with the world as father and son share the Oval Office so peacefully. It's a real challenge to come up with two images that together capture the depth of a presidency, that special something that enriches our understanding beyond the public person in the White House. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Look, kid, when guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder. Because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. The world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown. Leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the...
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Ice bucket challenge.
It's awesome.
How'd it look, Jen Jen?
It's hysterically funny. I love it.
But funnier
love
than your host?
Yeah, well, definitely funnier because it's Kermit. You're not a Muppet.
Yeah. Yeah. Really? What keen observational skills you have.
You're not a Muppet. You're no stinking Muppet.
Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, Dr. Joy Brown here to talk about dating in a few minutes. If you are a dater,
I am
no matter
so
what your
good at dating.
Age, yes, you are. Yep,
oh, my
Dr.
gosh.
Joy. Meanwhile, a police officer in Ferguson was removed from duty yesterday after being caught on video threatening to kill a reporter.
Oh.
That is really sweet. This is going
to
help the police a lot. Yeah. The American Civil Liberties Union said on its website that the officer's removal followed a letter sent to the Highway Patrol superintendent questioning his behavior, really. The suspension is indefinite. The video, and we don't post these kind of videos because I don't want to be responsible for these things going viral. They may do it in some other way, and this one probably has already, Kenny, gone viral, right?
It's on its way, yeah.
So it shows the officer approaching the reporter. The reporter's name is Joe Biggs. The policeman's got his firearm raised. The officer can be seen looking toward him and saying, "I'm going to blanking kill you." When the person filming the encounter asked the officer for his name, the officer told the person doing the filming to go blank himself.
Oh.
And then an officer, somebody smarter than this moron, came over and said, "Hey, you better come with me. There's film rolling." So it wasn't long after that that the link to the video showed up on the ACLU website. And then there was a demand to identify the officer, remove him. Can you imagine these people, this is what gets people going
right.
about the police.
And I understand, because the police are under a great deal of pressure there right now.
That's what they're supposed to be trained to handle.
Exactly.
And to respond with profanity. I'm going to blank and kill you if you don't get out of here.
Right.
And go blank yourself. That's wholly unacceptable, no matter how you slice it. It doesn't reduce tension. It heightens tension. It makes the situation worse. The ACLU was told by the highway police, highway patrol, the officer, name still not revealed, was a member of the force, a member of the police department in St. Anne, which was another town about the size of Ferguson, a few miles away.
I
look at this. It's so exasperating to see these people. I want to support the police. I want to support my local sheriff, whatever. But they're making it impossible by having these, even if it's only 1 out of 100, it makes the situation worse because there are those people who are going to just play this up. And so how in the world do you have people there like that? Now there's another item that's making it around on the internet, the story of a couple of police officers who got the wrong man, charged him anyway. They beat him up so badly, they had blood on their uniforms. This is another Ferguson PD story. Charged the man with destruction of property for bleeding on their uniforms while four of them beat him to a bloody pulp. Can you imagine? They charged him with destruction of property, and four of them beat up one guy. And this is the kind of thing, again, that is so... And those of you who want to say, oh, there are a lot of good police. Yeah, there are, but I'm sick of this kind of stuff. There is no reason for it unless you're a brutalizer, unless you're a complete moron, or unless you are just so over the top into control that you've got to have a gun, you've got to have one of those, what do they call them, the bully sticks, and you've got to be able, you're big tough guys, four guys beat up one guy. You should be not even ashamed of yourselves. Those people should be in jail, but they aren't. Nothing happened to these guys. The booking officer now admits that in the Ferguson Police Department that they were trying to figure out what to do with this guy. Henry Davis was his name. He was a welder. He'd been arrested for an outstanding warrant that proved to actually be for somebody else. They got the wrong guy, and they still beat the hell out of him. So... this is how bad the police are. This guy had a different social security number and a different middle name, but they still arrested him. And when he resisted, saying, it's not me, what are you doing? They just beat the hell out of him. Why should we have any use for these people? And there's just too damn much of it. And you can say what you want. Oh, Doug, you're always looking for the bad guys. I am. In this circumstance, they deserve every single bit of bad publicity that they're getting. And you can tell my blood pressure is going up. I'm just so sick of this.
You probably relate even more, because if someone arrested you for...
I was arrested.
Right.
And it was completely... They were not a little wrong, completely wrong. And I sat in a jail cell for most of the night until they realized that they had the wrong information. So,
what was it for again?
I was not, supposedly, according to them, I didn't serve in jury duty in 1984. And I had a plaque
That's right.
from the judge.
That's
and
right.
I was the foreman of the jury. I was so infuriated by it. I remember telling the story
on
the air.
Well, because you couldn't be on the air, I think, because you were in the
place. Yeah, right, yeah. Yeah.
Poor Doug. That's sad.
Anyway, but I get stopped for having, there wasn't a sticker on a fuel tank in my truck or something. And so they roll, I don't want to tell that story. But what I'm saying is that these people who are looking, all of them say, oh, there are a lot of good cops. They're trying to, there shouldn't be any bad cops. They should be extraordinarily well trained, paid extraordinarily well, and a whole lot fewer of them. And the guy says, I'm looking at the testifying, this fellow Davis, he says, I told the police officers I didn't do nothing. Why is it you guys are doing this to me? They said, lay down on the ground and put your hands on your back. He complied. And then one of the four officers was a woman. She handcuffed him. The two other officers crowded him into a cell. And then they just started to beat him. And there are other people in other cells who saw that. They just put, the guy was put in the cell with his handcuffs on,
so
and they
what
just started
is it?
To beat him.
I mean, because most normal people don't want to have to beat someone up. So what's
well,
the
these
case?
People are
what?
Not normal. They are. They're not normal. And so there should be a, not only a physical exam and a mental exam, but a psychological exam. Maybe right. We should talk to Joy Brown about this instead of dating. Let's do that. Let's talk about that with her in a moment. Meanwhile, Farmer's Almanac is out for next year. And it suggests...
Is it good news?
Well, it depends on what season you're talking about.
Well, it we says, rain in California. Are we going to get some?
I don't see California here. It's a general overview of what the next year is like. And generally, it'll be a cold winter in places that were cold last year. It'll be cold this year. And it's supposed to be a warmer summer for much of the U.S. next year. It hasn't been a warm summer. We've only had 3 days in the 90s here so far this summer. And we have another month.
Here.
Maybe, yeah, I know it's been warm there. And not a lot of rain. You need rain. That's why I did the challenge. The ALS challenge was in the name of California. If you're going to do the challenge in California, use milk.
Yep.
Don't use water. Cause
you know who did
there.
It too with milk?
Who?
Vern Troyer.
Who's Vern Troyer?
Mini-me.
Really?
Yeah.
No kidding.
He did milk too.
People are coming out of the woodwork. Isn't that funny? Very cool. All right, in a minute, Dr. Joy Brown. Yeah, let's talk about psychological exams for people who are in jobs of importance, public jobs. Isn't it time for us to have an exam to make sure these people are okay? 17 before the hour on Good Day.
The Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is on with over 250 of the latest styles all on sale now. Get Black Forest Oak Laminate for a crazy 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful and durable bamboo for just $159. Classic prefinished Gunstock Oak Hardwood for $149. All gorgeous Bellawood prefinished hardwood is on sale. Plus get special 24-month financing. Go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Hurry, this sale ends Tuesday the 2nd. The fall flooring season is here. Why aren't you?
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Ah, just getting in, huh?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
You've heard me talk about Omax 3 for the past couple of weeks. The problems that it helps. Joint pain. High cholesterol. Improving your mood. I need that right now. Memory issues, especially. If you're a foggy thinker, this will sharpen your mind. It will clear away the brain fog, Jennifer. You got it?
Thank goodness.
Omax 3 Ultra Pure, developed by a doctor for you. It's 100% potent, 100% pure. It's a patented 4-to-1 EPA-DHA ratio with 16 times the omega-3s found in the common krill oil. One dose of Omax 3 Ultra Pure is equal to 16 krill oil soft gels. Wow, getting this into your system is ultimately important. Omax 3 Ultra Pure, this is for you. Take it from me. I'm happy to be on it. You should be happy to be on it. You can be on it pretty easily. All you have to do, and by the way, because they're so sure that you will see and feel the difference, the first 30 days is on them. You pay a shipping and handling charge, that's it, by calling 800-316-7918 or going to doug4omax3.com. That's D-O-U-G, the number 4, O-M-A-X, the number 3.com. That's doug4omax3.com or 800-316-7918. You're chuckling at that, Joey.
No, I'm actually coughing.
Were you? Wow. Yeah. Well, let's make sure you're feeling better.
I didn't realize my mic was on. Sorry.
No, I always think your mic is on. Don't you remember Ronald Reagan?
You're right. Well, I didn't say anything.
Mics are always on.
Yeah, your mic is always hot.
Tell that to my throat.
Okay. Here you go, throat.
Come on, throat.
Dr. Joy Brown, who hosts a radio program heard around the country at noontime, East Coast time every day, 855-99. Dr. Joy is your key to getting in and being heard. If you have a question, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, call her and ask her, and you will hear the answer on the program, drjoy.com. All right, so you heard me. And maybe you could analyze why it is that it upsets me so much that these guys get away with what they get away with. And how do we make it better? How do we find a better place? A couple things.
First of all, the original question of why does it upset you, and I think you were clear about that. There are at least two issues. One is personal, that this happened to me. And I think that any event, any traumatic event, brings back other traumatic events. It may not be post-traumatic stress disorder per se, but that's what they're talking about when you've experienced a little taste of it. If it's not only that sense of this is unfair, which is obviously the other part of it. This is unfair. This is not how we want to behave as a country. But it also reminds you in a flashback kind of way of a sense of impotence, of this isn't me, this isn't fair, and in a very personal kind of way. So I think that adds the extra heat to it, as it were. But I think as a country, as a democracy, we kind of deplore bullies. And this kind of the idea of abuse of power, people we trust and with whom we have to deal and who we arm, is scary and unhappy. And for me, at least, it's not the issue of are all police bad, because I don't think anybody would believe that. But you have a system. You have a system that on some levels is prone to this kind of behavior in the same way. Well, let me not get in trouble with any more organizations that I'm about to get in trouble with. But on the one hand, you have a group that says, we're in charge.
Yeah.
Our rule is law. We are armed. And what we say goes, we are protectors, you know, protect and serve. And so you're going to attract both the best and the worst of people. You're going to attract people who feel that their mission in life is to help the downtrodden. You're also going to attract bullies. And the problem has been historically that there was not a very good way of separating the one group from the other group, because they can look the same.
Yeah.
You know, I'm here to protect, you know, do very well physically, and can sometimes hide that bullying nature. So you can attract, in fact, the best of the crowd, and you can attract psychopaths. One of the problems has not only been what the job description is, but also what how you evaluate people. And I think the police department, including the armed services and fire department and Coast Guard, everybody has gotten better at figuring that out. The other problem is a historic problem, and it's one that I think that the police department itself are only beginning to look at, which is the code of silence, that you support your brothers in blue and your sisters in blue. And women can tell you a lot about that, because women are relatively recent recruits to the system, and how they were bullied and sexually harassed and all sorts of things. And that even though other people, bystanders, felt that this was wrong, they didn't do anything. And I think that still has a way to go, of brothers who know that they're maybe even their partner, but their colleagues are not playing by the rules, are in fact the psychopaths, not the good guys, still keep their mouths shut. And there still is that code of silence that is still, if not as strong as it's always been, at least pretty strong. And then you add what I think was Roberta added, which is you've got people under enormous stress. And when you add all those together, you have a very volatile situation. The under stress, as you point out, is part of the job description and part of the reason that those people are attracted to begin with, both the good guys and the bad guys. But I think that sense that we have to weed out our guys who are not, shouldn't be here, who reflect badly on all of us. And that will be, I think, the turning point where when the majority, who I think are good cops, who, I mean, look, everybody can sometimes lose it, but not very often. And as you point out, these are people who are trained not to lose it, say, we can't have this, because one person like this corrupts all of us. And that will change things more than it has. And it's still, it's better than it used to be, but it's still not there.
Hmm. Well, there's certainly a lot of things to be dealt with, but understanding psychologically who you're hiring is not that difficult to do anymore.
Well,
and it ought to be a
yes
test.
Yes and no. Trust me, as somebody who gives psychological exams, you know, they're not terribly hard to beat. The test can only go so far. IQ tests can only go so far. Psychological tests, MMPI, I mean, you know, any test, and any test is going to be somewhat sensitized to the group it's giving it to. So assuming the test is giving you reality is not a test in conjunction with other kinds of things can be helpful.
Hmm. All right. Food for thought for sure. I'd like to have a solution to the problem. There are some things to think about there, sort of a whiplash mentally. Dr. Joy Brown, drjoy.com is the website, and 855-99-DR-JOY is the way to be in touch with her. And so we're happy to be and to send you in that direction to get some help from Dr. Joy.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze-Dry Guy's giant factory authorized sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dry foods from the Freeze-Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Really? Oh, really?
Oh, really? You gotta do better than that. You're gonna lose the argument.
When will call? It is
1956 was the year. This was a big song for Antoine F. Domino, known by his friends as the Fat Man, and then he became known as Fats Domino. As is one of his multi-million dollar singing songs. It was used in the movie My Blue Heaven.
You dirty rat. School pigeon. Informer. Squealer.
You dirty rat.
I already said you dirty rat.
Yeah, but I say it better.
Be careful.
My Blue Heaven was the movie number one during this week in 1990. This, that voice with Steve Martin, one of the great sort of Italian character actors. He was, I remember him in the movie with Kathleen, She was a hit man, hit person. What is the name of that movie, Chucker? Chucker is here, our movie man. Remember when
it was called Dead Men Don't Wear Black?
Yeah.
Plaid. Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid, I think.
Yeah, but, what was, no, that's not the movie I'm thinking of. Who, no. Kathleen Turner was a hit man, and Jack Nicholson, I think, was in the movie as well.
Prince's Honor.
Prince's Honor, thank you.
Yeah.
And that voice, that guy, that actor played Prince's. Thank you, Kenny. Yeah, played Prince. But he's, if you saw him, he's one of these character actors that you would never forget. Little short guy, very Italian, very smoky looking, and you listen to his voice. Play that clip again, Michael, will you?
You dirty rat.
Snitch.
School pigeon.
Informer.
Squealer.
You dirty rat.
I already said you dirty rat.
Yeah, but I say it better.
You didn't even have probable cause.
You had no right to look in the trunk.
Probable cause. Thomas Jefferson put that in the Constitution.
He didn't put it in for you.
Yes, he did. I'm exactly the guy he put it in for. I'm the worst case scenario of Thomas Jefferson's dreams.
Oh, my God. Great.
You know, I remember the weekend My Blue Heaven opened. It was not reviewed in advance by critics because the studio thought they had a bomb on their hands.
Uh-huh.
And the public wound up liking that film, and many regarded it as one of their favorite Steve Martin movies.
Yeah, it's a very good movie. Very good movie. All right, thank you for movie music and the movie tribute to one of the greats, as Chucker was saying, great Steve Martin movie, My Blue Heaven. All right, Chucker has some movie news for us. You'll want to stand by for that here on Good Day.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they break into a dance and head to Staples. Here's a mom and daughter. Why are you guys dancing?
I've got like 110% Christmas guarantee on all the things I buy the most. So cool. I got a muffler that is. My friends will be so jelly. Hashtag really cool.
Let me translate. She got 110% price match guarantee on all the things she buys the most. She must tell her friends on social media.
Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Find a lower price on a new identical item. Show us the lower price at checkout and we'll match it and discount it by 10% of the difference. Ensign 7, see store or staples.com for details.
If you've got an IRA, 401k, or pension plan, I've got some really bad news for you. The IRS wants you to think these qualified plans are the best way to save for retirement. They give you a tax break when you contribute. Sounds good, right? Wrong. A qualified plan could be a tax disaster when you retire. With $17 trillion in debt, taxes are already going up. Imagine paying a TOPS tax rate of 94% like they did in the 1940s. There is a better way. It's an alternative the ultra-rich use that beats the pants off your IRA or 401k. It's been around for years. Your money grows tax-deferred, has no taxes during retirement, and no income taxes when you die. Plus, you can grow your money potential double digits with no risk of losing money when the market crashes. If the market tanks like 2008, you lose nothing. Call 800-689-4242 now to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, to protect yourself from taxes and crashes. The next 37 callers get free shipping and handling, no credit card required. 1-800-689-4242. Again, that's 1-800-689-4242.
Chucker, if I may, for just a second, I always look every day at what movies open on this particular date, and Wrongfully Accused, starring Leslie Nielsen, opened up on this date in 1998, and I was thinking about how we have actors and we have stars. Leslie Nielsen started as an actor, and he became a star. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, once he did the Airplane and the Naked Gun franchise, he became a major star.
Yeah.
But when he did, he was the captain in the Poseidon. Most people, when they first saw that film, didn't really know his name.
I knew you'd go there. All right, what else do you have for movie news?
According to the actress herself, Sigourney Weaver has passed on starring in The Expendables, the all-female spinoff of the action franchise The Expendables.
I love
which
that.
Is going to be produced by Sylvester Stallone.
Good.
As I told you the other day, I loved, and I mean loved, The Expendables 3.
I'll go see it this weekend.
But it really bombed at the U.S. box office, so you have to wonder where that leaves the franchise and the spinoff. If you will ever see another one.
They can try with women. If they get Gina Carano and some of the others that really are legitimate, even though she's fairly new, you know, that gives it a little hooch here and there. All right, so Chucker is here every day at this time. Chuck Curry. Check out his blog.
good as a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.